Amen. Oh, I want to see you. I'm so grateful to God for allowing me and my wife, Cheryl, and other family members and other friends who support the gospel of Jesus Christ that are on the line. We are so grateful for this opportunity to worship with the Highland Heights congregation in Houston. And I'm just thankful to God for that. And for the many other brethren that's on the line from the different congregation and visitors alike. I'm just thankful to God for this opportunity to present his message to you this evening. And I'm glad you're on the line. This evening, my subject is to be with Jesus. To be with Jesus. Luke chapter 9 is our text, verse 23. Now and more than ever during these perilous times, people need to be with Jesus. Amen. Well, what does it mean to be with Jesus? It means we must be willing to serve others. It's self-denial. We must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. And that's a hard task for many people. But that's what Jesus commands us. Jesus wants to capture our heart, our mind. Let me tell you my story. Many years ago, 40 to be exact, I repented. I had been a Christian. I'd been a member of the Lord's Church, South Union Church of Christ there in Houston. I was baptized in the Lord way back in 1966. At the age of 12 years old. And at age 14, I went back into my own way of living. I got tangled up in the world again. But 17 years I was out there. 17 years later, I repented. And that was 40 years ago. I repented so I can be with Jesus. I gave up all my wants and ideals of living, and I did it so I can be faithful to Jesus for the rest of my life. You see, there is a cost this evening for following Jesus, a cost in being with him. Jesus said, and he was saying to them, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. See, to be with Jesus means a devotion to him that would never look back. It means taking a long journey to a foreign land like Abraham did. Hebrew writer says Hebrews 11, and he went out not knowing where he was going. I don't know where I'm going, and neither do you. See, to be with Jesus means sacrificing all those worldly things that are so dear to our hearts. Jesus says in Luke 14 and 33, so therefore, no one of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions. In fact, the child of God should love even family members more than Jesus. What you say? Yeah. Our full allegiance must be to the Lord. Jesus says, he who loves father and mother more than me, in Matthew 10, 37, 38, is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. See, to be with Jesus means we must give our full allegiance to him each and every day of our life. We must be fully devoted to Jesus. However, we do have a Savior who has promised to be with us always, Matthew 28 and 20, always, even to the end of time. God says in Hebrews 13 and 5, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. In other words, God is going to always be with us. He would never, ever forsake us. He never left me. He was always there. And so therefore, we must give our full devotion to him. And when we do that, we will be blessed. We will be a blessed people. And we must understand that the promises of our Lord are not just limited to this present time, but his promises reach far beyond this life. Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times as much at this time and in the age to come eternal life." Luke 18:29-30. Yes, to be with Jesus means self-denial. And not only that, it also means there will be some troubling times. There are going to be some troubling times. See, taking up your cross daily means that Satan will be on our tail. Satan will still tempt us. Just because we are with Jesus doesn't mean that Satan will leave us alone. You see, Satan hates Jesus. He wants to destroy Jesus and his people, the church. But Jesus crushed that old devil's head when he resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven. And so the devil hates Jesus, and he hates us. He's our adversary. Because we walk with Jesus, that's why he's after us. He's trying to track us down. See, the devil will use cunning devices, and we know this. He will use cunning devices to entice us back into a life of sin. Am I right about it? Just like Peter says, he says, "Be sober of spirit, be alert." In other words, stay awake, 1 Peter 5:8. Your adversary, the devil, he prowls about like a roaring lion. He's seeking someone to devour. You see, only steadfast faith in Jesus can withstand the power from the great deceiver of the whole world, Satan. You see, to be with Jesus means that old devil, he's not going anywhere. He will continue to prowl around to tempt you and me. But on the other hand, serving Jesus does not produce unhappiness in our life. To the contrary, I'm a happy person. I have joy in my life, and it's deep down in my soul. The psalmist says, "Happy is the people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is the people whose God is Jehovah." That's the 144th division of Psalms, verse 15. Even Paul and Silas. Remember the Apostle Paul and Silas when they were in prison over there in Acts chapter 16, they made a joyful noise unto the Lord. And the scripture says that the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there came a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison house was shaken and everyone's chains were unfastened. Man, that must have been some good singing to the Lord. See, that was the jailhouse rock. Let me give a shout out this evening to the Highland Heights congregation. So many good members that I know over the years. They are sound in doctrine, faithful to God, and the congregation is so blessed to have not only sound preaching and teaching by our brother Tommy Brooks and our brother Horace Strauss, and all the other men I've listened to on the broadcast, but you also have good song leaders, so to help you make that joyful noise. Great song leaders, and that's a blessing. That is such a blessing, and we should sing and be happy like Paul and Silas, even when Satan tempts us, even when we go through hard times. We must sing and make a joyful noise to the Lord, because we all go through hard times. We all go through tough situations. Listen, the world is going through difficult times with this coronavirus. We all are going through difficult times together. And temptation is still out there. And the devil is still there to tempt us. But we know that God is able to bring us through these tough times. Amen. There are going to be some hardships. See, to be with Jesus often means hardships. You see, when we walk closer with Jesus, that in itself will often bring problems. What you say? Yeah. What kind of problems? Problems when we must rebuke human error in view of our salvation. Amen. Listen, we must be able to stand on the word of God. Romans 14:4 says, and the Lord can make you stand. The Apostle Paul learned that lesson in 2 Corinthians, we read, 2 Corinthians 11:18 through 27. I'm not going to read all of that. But in those passages, the Apostle Paul was beaten, chased after, shipwrecked, you name it. And it happened to Paul. Why? Because his devotion to Jesus. And so we will suffer hardship even more than others if we are walking close to God. See, we can't save ourselves with our own ideas. We must always recognize where we find our salvation this evening. And we find it through the preaching of the cross. Amen. We find it through the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord, from the dead. See, we need to dig deeper into the scriptures this evening. The gospel message teaches us all about the suffering of Jesus, how he was bruised for our sins, how he was disrespected by lawless men, by cowardly men. And so this evening, we must closely follow our Lord and not be ashamed of telling God's truth with love and gentleness to a dying and lost world. See, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation. Romans 1 and verse number 16. Remember Stephen? Remember when Stephen preached the gospel to the high priest and to the council there in Acts chapter 7? They just didn't want to hear what Stephen had to say. But Stephen spoke truth to power anyway. Stephen called them stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears, always resisting the Holy Spirit like their fathers did. See, Stephen preached about the fathers and the prophets of old, Abraham, Moses, David, to name a few. And then he ended up with the righteous one, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, how they crucified him on that old rugged cross. See, Peter preached the same message as Stephen the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:23, where Peter said to them, this Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men, but God raised him up, loosening the pains of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Yes, lawless men killed Jesus. Cowardly men killed our Lord. And so when we go back to Acts 7, they couldn't listen to another word from Stephen. So what did they do? They stoned him to death. They stoned Stephen to death, and they crucified our Lord. Listen. If you and I stand on the truth, we will suffer hardship. But that's all right. There were some followers in the early days that were willing to be burned at the stake. Yeah, they were willing to be sawed in two rather than deny our Lord. Can you believe that? The Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 11:37, they were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were killed with the sword. But listen, they were faithful, even facing death. But you see, God's tomorrow shall always be brighter than today. Jesus says, if we earnestly believe, he says, great is your reward in heaven. See, to be with Jesus does not mean we will not have no difficulties. But it does mean that that God will supply by his grace. Paul had a thorn in his side. And God said, my grace is sufficient for you, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. See, to be with Jesus means our goal is beyond this life. See, following Jesus does not promise us wealth and an easy life. See, to be with Jesus means we get an entire new set of values as we walk the road of righteousness with him. See, because this world is not our home. But we do serve in view that we are citizens of heaven, amen. Paul says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Philippians 3 and 20. You see, those of you that are on the line this evening, those of you that truthfully follow Jesus, you understand. You understand that we don't have to wait on heaven. We know that his church is a part of heaven. We know that the fullness of heaven is not far away. It is just on the other side, amen? And that heaven is not a long-distant call for us to reach our God, and that we have access to the throne of grace that supplies mercy in every time of need. See, we understand that. And because we understand that, we truly have peace in our life. Amen. We are at peace, a perfect peace. See, the prophet said, the steadfast mind thou will keep in perfect peace. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26 and 3. See, we must remain steadfast in our mind, in our faith, if we want to be received up in glory one day. 73rd division of Psalm, verse 24, thou guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. See, to be with Jesus this evening, to be with Jesus means we must be and we will be a positive influence. We will be a positive influence to the world, to our community, to our circle, our families. See, if we truly live as Christians, our influence will be a great commentary, if you will, on Christianity. See, our manner of life as children of God should be the best sermon ever preached. Amen. But is it? Is it the best sermon ever preached? Do we conduct our lives in such a way that when we cross over to the other side or at death, will our influence for the good, will it continue to live on? See, the scripture says of the righteous man Abel, he being dead, yet speaketh. Hebrews 11 and 4. See, as Christians, we must realize the serious responsibility that we share. We must be a light to this world. We must be a positive influence to the world. We must lift up the name of Jesus to this world. Jesus said in John 12 and 32, if I be lifted up from the earth, it will draw all men unto me. Jesus said, let your light shine before the world in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven, Matthew 5 and 16. See, to be with Jesus, it means that we will be a positive influence to the world. And not only that, it means optimism with regard to death. See, possibly the greatest advantage of following Jesus this evening is the optimism we can have about death. Yeah, see, with this coronavirus going around, see, the child of God does not need to fear the chilly hands of death. But we can calmly say, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. 23rd division of Psalms. John wrote, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord, Revelation 14:13. Paul says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain, Philippians 1:21. You know, there are so many people that are afraid of death, but the Christian has the hope that death will bring great joy and contentment. Amen. And this is what the Christian has. See, Paul wrote, therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet the inner man is being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Every day we are renewed. Look, it's every day. See, if you walk with Jesus, the inner man is being renewed day by day. We walk with him every day in the newness of life. 2 Corinthians 5:1, Paul says, for we know that if this earthly tent is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. See, those who are with Jesus this evening will be like Abraham. But he was looking for a city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God, Hebrews 11:10. See, this is the hope of those who are with Jesus this evening. Are you with Jesus? Are you on his side? Are you on his team? Are you with us? See, the unbeliever has no hope, nothing to lean on. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-8, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. Are you with us? See, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you, are you with us? You need to be with us. We are all on the same team. We're with Jesus. Jesus has taken us on a ride. And finally this evening, to be with Jesus means security. Romans 8:28. Paul says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. See, those who love God, those who put the kingdom first, God secures them. God gives them a hedge of a protection, if you will. See, God has promised food, clothing, and shelter for his people, Matthew 6. Again, the psalmist says, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. 37 division of Psalms, verse 25. We must understand this evening. We must understand that the greatest security for anyone in this life is to be a child of God. Amen. That's the greatest security. And with this pandemic, many people are fearful. But those who are in Christ, those who are with him, are not. Paul wrote in Romans 8:31-39, as I close my lesson this evening, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, well, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Then Paul goes on to say in verse 33, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? That's God's people. That's us. We have God the Father on our side. Why? Because we are with Jesus. We are walking with him every step of the way. Paul says it is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. And then Paul goes on to say in verse 35, well, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. But in verse 37, Paul says no. Paul says no. Paul says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, we must always remember this evening. Always remember what happened to Jesus. The cruel punishment that our Lord suffered to save us. Jesus was talking to his apostles in Matthew 26 and 38. He said to them, he said, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. He told his apostles, he said, remain here and watch for me. And going a little farther, he fell on his face and he prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. See, we must understand this evening that Jesus paid it all. He suffered a cruel death on that cross. They scourged him. They whipped him to the pus was coming. They tried to break our Lord down. They spit on him. They slapped him around. But at the end, while he was hanging on that cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Therefore, we must learn how to deny ourselves. We must learn how to carry our cross as we follow Jesus. Listen, there is no better life than the life of a Christian, a life that is dedicated to following Jesus. And that life offers peace. That life offers comfort. That life offers hope. And the greatest of all, that life offers salvation. Let us all put our trust in him who calls us. He's calling this evening. Let us put our hands in his hand. See, many people are dying from this coronavirus, and maybe many more would die. But people are safe with Jesus. But to be with him, we must obey his call. We must respond to his call. And so if you're on this line this evening, we hope and pray that you recognize how much Jesus has done for us. We pray that if Jesus is not your Lord, if he's not your Savior, that you obey his gospel message even this evening. See, Jesus invites you to come to him. You heard his word. You must believe it and repent. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and be baptized into his name, into his death. And the Lord will add you to his church. Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2:38, and Peter said to them, repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Paul said to Jesus in Acts 22 and verse number 10. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go to Damascus, and there you will be told of all that has been appointed for you to do. Acts 9 and 6, Jesus said to Paul, rise and enter the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. Listen, we must do something for our salvation. Listen, this evening, if you're not a member of the Lord's church, Romans 16 and 16, greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. See, if you're a visitor and you're not a member of the Lord's church, the church of Christ, allow Jesus to add you to his church. This is our plea this evening. Acts 22:16, Ananias said to Paul, and now why do you delay? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Paul told the church at Rome, Romans 6, 3 through 4, don't you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in a newness of life. See, to be with Jesus, we walk in the newness of life. That's how we walk. We will be singing a song of encouragement in just a minute. And if you are a member of the Lord's church and you have a need to make a confession, please make your calling and election sure. Or if you are not a member of the Church of Christ and you are subject to the invitation, Jesus wants to add you to his church. Let your intentions be known after we sing the song of invitation. That's my lesson. May God bless you all.